Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Today. This is your Comic Talk headlines for June 21st, 2019, and I am Dustin. Let's jump right into TV news, because TV news is the shortest section for this episode. And kicking things off in this section, we have an update on the still untitled Game of Thrones prequel. According to Entertainment Weekly, the production has begun in Ireland on the prequel. Still don't know what it's going to be called, still don't know what it's going to deal with. All we know is that it is a prequel set a few thousand years before the events of Game of Thrones, the series proper. And then our second and last for the section piece of news in TV has to do with Stranger Things. They just dropped the final trailer for the new season, which will be rolling out very, very soon. Definitely keep your eyes tuned to your Netflix account, because it is, again, dropping very, very soon. This final trailer is something to behold. Season 3 is maybe Secret of the Ooze, because what the heck was that? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch the trailer, and then we'll have that conversation later. But, this trailer has done more to stoke the fire, I feel like, for this third season than any of the other trailers they've shown us so far. Now, let's switch gears over to movie news. And this episode, maybe it should just be called Spider-Man News, because there's a lot of stuff dealing with Spider-Man in movies news this episode. First, we have an update from Twitter, the Tom Holland China? It's a Chinese Twitter account that is perhaps just a fan account dealing with Tom Holland, and they're based in China, so it's Tom Holland China. Anyway, they posted the newest international trailer, and it's perplexing even more than everything else we have so far. In this trailer, Spider-Man inducts Mysterio into the Avengers? Did I miss something here? Did Mysterio become a good guy all of a sudden? And then our next bit of Spider-Man news comes from Kevin Feige. Talking with CinemaBlend, Feige said that it seems that a Spider-Man Venom movie is inevitable, but Marvel's not going to make it. It's going to be up to Sony to make sure that we get the Spider-Venom movie that we actually should have got for the first Venom movie, but that didn't happen, so now they got to backtrack. Don't know exactly how that's going to happen, because Sony has yet to respond. And then, I swear this is the last piece of Spider-Man movie news, we have a really interesting, more of a talking point than a leak or anything like that. Producer Amy Pascal, who has produced Spider-Man movies in the past, was talking with Italian outlet BadTaste.it, and they asked her about the possibility of doing a live-action Spider-Verse kind of deal, a movie dealing with the multiverse, to which she responded, anything is possible. So the idea of us getting Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland all in a movie together as Spider-Man is not out of the picture, which is actually kind of awesome. Our next piece is about Batman. So, completely switching gears from Marvel to DC, we're going to Batman. And this year, for those that do not know, and if you don't know, where have you been? This is the 80th anniversary of Batman's first appearance in comic books. So not only that, but it is also the 30th anniversary of the stunning and still pretty flawed 1989 film from Tim Burton that kind of changed how the general public felt about comic book movie adaptations. Well, in honor of all of that, we are getting a Batman star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Really, this is very likely just a ploy from Warner Brothers to try and keep Batman in the front of everyone's mind until we get the movie, which actually is potentially not going to happen until 2021 at this point. The last I remember checking, there was not a 100% set day. I know they're trying for 2020, but there have been other rumors that are saying that it's going to be 2021. So, in order to keep Batman relevant, apparently, in the eyes of Warner Brothers, they're doing this publicity stunt, which is actually really freaking cool. Though, with all of this hubbub about it, the actual star is not going to go into the Walk of Fame until next year, which will be the 81st anniversary and not quite as relevant. And then the last piece we're talking about is Avengers Endgame. For those of you playing the home game, Avengers is approximately $40 million away from dethroning Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time. And in order to help that out, Marvel and company are going to be re-releasing the movie back into theaters. So, you might ask, well, this time there is going to be a post-credit scene of some sort. Feige has been very tight-lipped about what exactly is going to go in this post-credit scene. However, we do know that it is going to be somewhere between 6 and 7 minutes long, and according to Cinemark movie theaters, there is going to be some sort of homage or tribute to Stan Lee included in that 6 or 7 minutes. Any other details beyond that is purely speculation, so we're just going to have to wait and see, apparently. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy news, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.